So best way to describe endometriosis is that it's a chronic condition, a chronic inflammatory condition that is driven by estrogen, and it affects 10 to 15% of reproductive age women. So it is very, very prevalent.
That's Dr. Priya Patel, an endometriosis specialist with the Royal Alexandra Hospital in Edmonton. Endometriosis takes an average of 7 to 10 years to diagnose, with Dr. Patel saying that there are a variety of reasons for this, one of which is a lack of research.
There's no single agreed upon simple diagnostic tools. Like, for example, diagnosing diabetes. I can do a test and I can tell you, yes, you have it or no, you don't. There's no simple diagnostic tool. And to for sure say that somebody has endometriosis, they have to have surgery.
As well, a lack of knowledge and understanding of the disease within the medical community, something she says often has heartbreaking results.
Introducing the possibility that their pain symptoms might be due to endometriosis is a huge relief for patients. Time and again, just last week, I operated on someone who was crying in the recovery room because she said, thank you so much. Thank you for taking me seriously. All my life, no one has taken me seriously when I said my periods hurt a lot and there must be something wrong. Well, they're just my periods. They're supposed to hurt. Living with that understanding, I think, is the saddest part because sometimes they don't even seek help, or if they do seek help, it's often mistaken as something that is just a normal course of periods.
Patel is an expert in her field. A former minimally invasive gynecology fellow, Dr. Patel is one of just a handful of endometriosis specialists here in Alberta. She says that during the pandemic, they've seen a delay in procedures to help people living with this disease, which Patel says is a tricky barrier to manage.
When someone has been waiting already for several months, to ask them to wait for a few more months is gut-wrenching because you know how much they've been suffering with pain or so close to being able to do the next step in their fertility.
Having delays to treatment can also lead to other problems, such as addiction.
Someone who goes on the path of chronic pelvic pain or chronic pain, that is a lifelong sentence. That is something that can lead to opioid addiction, that can lead to chronic pathways that even once we recognize that it's endometriosis or treat it, it may not be so easy to desensitize the central pathways that can lead to pain.
But it's not just people living with this disease who the condition affects. Dr. Patel says it's the entire Canadian economy.
It's estimated that about $1.8 billion in annual cost to Canadian society is due to endometriosis because it affects reproductive age women, and those are the most productive women in society.
To find out more, visit www.endometriosisnetwork.com. I'm Devin Banfield.